Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here at Darius Dell to present our macro minute for Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Hope everyone's having a great week. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, are the U.S. and global economies worthy of reinvesting into? Our answer is yes. The latest key economic data generally supported our bullish paradigm C, productivity boom, and source of funds themes. This implies that investors who reduced exposure to manage risk early in the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict should feel confident that the GDP and earnings revision cycles are likely to remain tailwinds over the medium term. This, of course, is contingent on the resolution of the conflict. Refer to our April 8th leadoff morning note for details regarding our sanguine thoughts on that. In short, investors would do well to ignore the brinksmanship headlines and work backward from what is likely to be positive news flow throughout the Q2 through Q4 earnings seasons. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis, starting with the growth cycle. The strong negative impulses in real PCE and real goods PCE in February did not support our resilient U.S. economy and paradigm C themes. The weak positive impulse in real services PCE, however, did support our resilient U.S. economy and paradigm C themes. The weak positive impulses in nominal DPI and real DPI, and the decline in the personal savings rate in February supported our resilient U.S. economy and paradigm C themes. The strong negative impulse in nominal employee compensation in February supported our jobless recovery theme. The weak negative impulse in nominal wage and salary compensation in February supported our jobless recovery theme. The weak negative impulse in real GDP ex government and net exports in the final Q4 GDP data did not support our paradigm C theme. The strong positive impulse in Nipper corporate profits in Q4 supported our productivity boom and jobless recovery themes. The dramatic unemployment, dramatic underperformance of employment growth relative to Nipper corporate profits and retained earnings growth supports our jobless recovery theme as well. Initial and continuing jobless claims currently signal a low probability of a developing recession in the U.S. economy, as do the 42 macro Fab 5 recession signaling indicators and the 42 macro business cycle model. In the Eurozone, the February real retail sales data supported our outlook for moderating growth. In Japan, the March Economy Watchers and Consumer Confidence Survey data did not support our outlook for firming growth. The March machine tool orders data, however, did support our outlook for firming growth. Recall that Japan machine tool orders are among the best leading indicators of the global manufacturing cycle and continue to signal a cyclical uptrend. Shifting to the inflation cycle, the strong positive impulses in the headline, core, and super core PCE deflators in February supported our sticky inflation theme. The three-month annualized rate of change for each metric is at least 4%, signaling an inflation problem that warranted a hawkish repricing of the Fed's reaction function before the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict began. The weak positive impulse in the housing PCE deflator in February did not support our cooling housing and labor theme. In the Eurozone, the February PPI data supported our outlook for moderating inflation. Nothing actionable with respect to our Bayesian priors for the monetary policy cycle, fiscal policy cycle, liquidity cycle, and positioning cycle. So let's transition to our 42 macro dashboard. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our global investor community. This one's titled Freedom of the Seas. If the U.S. engages in a toll for passage through the Strait of Hormuz, what stops other countries from placing tolls on ocean choke points anywhere they can? Doesn't this undermine free trade? So the quick answer is nothing is going to stop them outside of the U.S., naval intervention or NATO naval intervention. But the reality is, the countries that benefit most from free trade generally don't want this outcome. And so it's unlikely that they're incentivized to do this. Going back to this undermining of free trade thought process, this is something we've been coaching our global investor community and to prepare for, really since we first authored our investing during the summer four turning regime framework back in the summer of 2023. If we can take it to our macro scouting report here, going to the investing during the fourth turning regime section of those monthly presentations, one of the things we highlighted in that presentation, that inaugural presentation, have consistently highlighted since, is that trade tends to decline sharply during fourth turnings. We're in the middle of fourth turning, and this chart needs to be updated, but I would imagine we're probably down here now in terms of trade as a percentage of global GDP, and this is something that's likely to continue to be ongoing for at least another 5 to 7, 5 to 10 years. And as trade declines, another dynamic that we've been coaching and helping investors prepare for is a possibility and probability that war and just hot geopolitical conflict accelerates. Historically, if you study these cycles and study civilizations, when trade goes down, war goes up, conflict goes up. So investors should continue to prepare for geopolitical conflict and all the different ramifications for that across global bond markets, global stock and equity, stock and credit markets, foreign exchange reserve flows, et cetera. So if you want some more thoughts on that, come check us out. We'll wrap it up there. Darius still here presenting our Macro Minute for Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here on Monday. I'm going to be offline traveling tomorrow. So have a great weekend. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.